Hollywood spirituality guru Marianne Williamson to challenge Trump in 2020. By Warner Todd Houston on November 16, 2018. Marianne Williamson, Politico reports, who is Oprah Winfrey's purported spiritual guru, is preparing White House run against President Donald Trump in 2020. Marianne Williamson, pal of Oprah Winfrey, spirituality guru and fixture of Hollywood's New Age community, is preparing for a 2020 run against President Donald Trump, Politico reported on Friday. The woman, chiefly known as an author of spirituality books, announced Friday that she is forming a presidential exploratory committee and will head to Iowa, where presidential hopefuls flock to test the waters. "We had a miracle in this country in 1776, and we need another one," Williamson said in a recent video. "It's going to be a co-creative effort, an effort of love and a gift of love to our country and hopefully to our world. America needs to get back to an ethical center that is the true exceptionalism of the American ideal," she added. Williamson, 66, is little known outside some circles in Hollywood, but she has dabbled in politics at least once before, when she raised $2 million in 2014 to run as an independent against Democrat Representative Henry Waxman in California. Several celebrities endorsed Williamson's 2014 run for Congress, including actress Eva Longoria, Nicole Richie, Jane Lynch, Marsha Cross, and Alanis Morissette. She also saw support from former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and former Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich. She lost in a landslide. While none of her past supporters have publicly admitted knowledge of her 2020 aspirations, some guessed that Williamson was working on the idea. The big clue was a job listing that appeared in Hollywood seeking a social media director for a presidential campaign that would be part campaign, part startup, part spiritual movement, for a female candidate who is a non-politician, high-profile writer and spiritual personality. Williamson liberally mixed her chatter about spirituality in with her political commentary in 2014. For instance, in one interview she criticized capitalism as forgetting that when you see your fiduciary responsibility, which is the corporate matrix here, as the idea that you're making more money is more important than the righteous balance of energy. She also claimed to be left-wing, saying, "When it comes to policy, I'm definitely a left-wing Democrat. There's no doubt about it, on policy." Still, after she lost, Williamson said that she learned to listen to herself, not her advisors, in politics. Williamson joins an avalanche of Democrats looking to her run for the White House, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Kamala Harris, Cory Spartacus Booker, and Elizabeth Warren. Others include Maryland Congressman John Delaney, billionaire and Second Amendment opponent Michael Bloomberg, porn star lawyer Michael Avenatti, small-time West Virginia politician Richard Ojeda, and global warming guru and billionaire Tom Steyer, among up to a dozen more. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.